Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Pat Godwin sings Clam Diver plus tickets, Donnie Baker, and Bridge. Right after this.
Happy and you know, clap your hands. Wally Polly Doodle, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your face is surely showed. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands.
Oh, Charlie lost his hands in the war. He could clap with his hooks. It sounded like a wind chime.
Sing a Polly Dolly Doodle all the day.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm improving in spite of being harassed. I'm still a team player.
Yeah, that's what everybody says about you.
Yeah, that's the first thing they say.
Cooperative, team player.
So we're live in the Napa Auto Parts studios.
Open-minded.
We have
fun.
At the back. At the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk, it's Christy Lee.
Where?
There she is. Back from Utah, where she didn't ski, which is a crime.
Sure, that's not
believe me.
Utah watched a bunch of pretentious movies.
I really wanted
with a bunch
to
of,
ski.
What do you call it? Cinephiles?
Films. They saw films.
Yeah, they say films.
I'm a cinephile.
What a
beautiful
film.
Yes.
I just like movies.
I guess there are worse kind of files to be.
Absolutely, yeah.
Never mind. Right over there, that's our engineer. He is the legendary Ace Cosby.
Hello, world.
Coming up, the Ace Cosby joke of the day.
They were having some big pipe air world championships over on the slopes. That was pretty interesting.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Now, those guys...
That's super cool. We have found ourselves in the Napa Auto Parts studios, and back from the Cayman Islands,
yeah.
It's comedian Pat Godwin. Pat,
oh, yeah.
Apparently stayed indoors the whole time, huh?
I didn't go out at all.
Yeah, you have no sun at all.
I couldn't wait to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Just
some people don't like the sun on the beach. And the
oh, I know I like that. It was just a series of one-nighters.
You mean performances, not yeah. Women.
Well, that too. Well, after the one-nighter.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Encore performance.
All right.
The only crabs you caught were the kind that swim in the bottom of the
that's
ocean.
That's not true.
Oh, wait, so you're saying that you caught a venereal
I did not catch anything.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That would
did
require.
Did you meet a lady?
No.
Jeez. That was.
Why would I do that? They're smelly.
You know what that was?
They have cooties, Christy.
That was almost like a Lover, and you were. Did you meet anyone? No, not at all, honey.
I was intimidated by the legend of a certain person who I met down there. He's a guy who comes down from the States all the time, and they call him the legend of the Cayman Islands. So I was kind of inspired to do a lot of songwriting when I was down there. I sent you guys three things that I recorded on my new recording system.
Yeah, they're great.
And then this one I was trying to get around to. And I'll do it now for you if I can. We got time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, strap on the guitar.
It sounds a little something.
once again, you were in the Caymans.
Yes.
Just the big one?
Don't they have like little lizards there and stuff?
Yeah, they eat the iguanas because they're overpopulated.
You can, who eats the iguana?
The island, the people on the island eat the iguana.
Did you try it?
No. Ooh, no, no.
You have, well, any, have any conch?
I had.
No, we already established it.
Conch.
The conch fritter. Yeah, did you see that famous painted iguana they got there?
I did not, no.
Yeah, but it's not.
Dipped in varnish?
No, people paint them.
What?
Yeah, there's a couple.
Well, you got to catch them, and then they let them loose in the wild.
That can't be
again.
Good for them.
I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Don't they breathe through their skin and stuff?
I don't know. They must.
Wouldn't it be okay if
it kills them immediately? But yeah, they paint them.
A couple less iguanas, wouldn't that be okay?
I mean, okay, could we? Give me a strong now.
See, sure.
Okay.
A little Calypso influence kind of a thing.
Oh, all right.
This is the true story of you being in the
Well,
in the
I heard
Cayman
about
Island.
This guy. It's very anecdotal, and it might be a lot of hyperbole. You know how it goes. This is the legend of Cayman Islands, though. Guy comes down all the time. He just like knocks the whole island, especially the ladies.
Hmm. Okay. Huh.
All right. Yeah.
Want to hear it? You've heard of Lloyd Bridges from Sea Hunt on TV.
Ah.
You know Jacques Cousteau and John F. Kennedy. All these men are famous for their exploits in the sea. But there is one special seaman that I envy. It's Josh, the clam diver.
Oh!
Famous ever since he arrived there. He's a real man to me. He'll go down in history. Oh, Josh, the clam diver.
That's me!
On every diving expedition, the ladies I'll discuss Josh's diving talents, so thorough and generous. To some, it's a mystery why the scuba ladies love him. Funny thing about it, Josh doesn't like to swim. He's Josh.
Josh!
The clam diver.
Clam diver!
He's a real conniver. He calls himself half fat, but does the job others turn up their nose at. The clam diver.
Josh!
The island men don't clam dive. The island men don't clam dive, I said. They haven't for centuries. So Josh from St. Louis gets all the clam he needs. When it comes to the ladies, Josh likes to be up front.
Uh-oh.
He can hold his breath while diving like Mike Nelson from Sea Hunt.
Mike Nelson!
Why, Josh?
The
clam diver.
The clam diver!
If the clam is dry, Josh will revive her.
Revive her.
He's a brave man to me. No chicken of the sea. Josh.
Josh.
The clam diver.
Oh, that's me.
All right. So he dives for clams and
Holy
for tuna.
Moly.
Okay.
I think you have a
Hi, Josh.
Josh, do you recognize the name Mike Nelson?
Only from references to Sea Hunt on the show.
Of course, Mike Nelson.
I don't remember this.
Portrayed by the great Lloyd Bridges.
That is objectionable.
Man,
that's an objectionable noise.
That's the theme to Sea Hunt.
That's awful.
Sea Hunt was a great.
It's loud and obnoxious.
Christy, I'll talk to you. Do you know who portrayed Mike Nelson?
You just said Lloyd Bridges.
Thank you very much. And Lloyd Bridges. Lloyd Bridges is the father of.
Jeff Bridges.
Featured in the Super Bowl commercial for.
I didn't see it.
What?
I didn't see the commercial.
Right,
Stella Artois beer.
Yes.
Or how did the dude say it? Stella Artois? I forget.
No, he was
supposed to be funny.
He was portraying the dude from the Big Lebowski.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Had the shoes and the sweater.
Good beer. I like the glass it comes in.
It was a great TV show, the adventure show Sea Hunt. And, of course, Lloyd Bridges makes a tremendous appearance in the movie Airplane.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yes.
Able to make fun of himself. Very handsome guy. And, of course, his sons, Bo, and you got to be very happy with those guys.
Great actress.
Very nice. Thank you, Pat. Josh the Clam Diver.
Yeah. Terrific song. Thank
I did
you.
Not think I'd be hearing a Mike Nelson Sea Hunt reference today. What a great show. Now we have Chick McGee at the Bob and Tom Sports Desk.
Singer Adam Levine knows what you're saying about Maroon 5 Super Bowl halftime show, and he doesn't care. He writes on Instagram yesterday, "We thank our critics for always pushing us to do better." Levine says when they accepted the halftime show job, he wrote down almost three dozen words. Among them are, "Perhaps you can go out and make it a great day today with these inspirational, just single words." Are you ready?
Yep.
All right.
Forgive, laugh, remember, soften.
Cash the check.
Dance.
Tattoo at three.
It's just single words, Tom.
Oh, sorry.
Deposit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Deposit. Scream, dream, provide, educate, and kneel.
Kneel.
That's what he says.
Hmm. Okay, well,
it's not going to open a can of worms.
Yeah.
And the Twitterverse ready to chime in with opinions after the Super Bowl halftime show was over. A couple of clothing moments generated excitement as well. Twitter reports the most tweeted moment of the halftime show came as the show ended. The second most tweeted moment, a lot of, "Phew, well, we made it through that, America." A couple of those tweets.
Uh-huh.
That was a no-win.
The second
Absolutely.
Most tweeted
he
moment.
He could have flown in on a jetpack, played the greatest guitar solo of all time, and people would be bitching about it.
Yep.
Josh, you want to get that?
Sure. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hi, Donnie.
Chick, nothing against your sportscast, but I'd rather listen to Josh the Clam Diver again.
Okay. I'm sure we will.
I'm going, man, call me back a second. I've been at home the last 5 days with a sick kid while Christy is out galvanizing around the Alps.
That's right. That's exactly what I was
Hanging
doing.
Hanging out with all the stars, Richard Dreyfuss and Sundance Kid.
Yeah.
All the while, I've been home taking care of our son, Woofy. So I hope you had fun, Christy.
I had a wonderful time. Thank
you. It's been 5 days of him coughing, sneezing. Sneezing up so many boogers, it looks like his Pop-Tarts have skin tags in them.
Oh, jeez. Oh. Don't worry, got it.
Don't worry, Christy. I got it under control. He's all better now.
Oh, is he?
And not thanks to you. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I hope you've seen some Bourne movies about human misery and how women are always right about everything. I'll say it like this. Not that I have a sixth sense, but I ain't got to go all the way to Sundance to tell you I see dumb people. Plus, I'll say it like this. Ain't worse, nothing worse staying at home with a sick kid.
Yeah.
Because you feel horrible for your kid. And then you feel even worse spending your vacation days to take care of them.
Yeah.
You're like, I guess that 3-day weekend at Nudes of Poppins off the books now.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, sure you are. Mm-hmm. Well, anyways, I went and got Whippy some at the Pedialyte stuff to drink. Yeah.
Oh, good. That's good for him.
Yeah, he chugged a bunch because it was purple, then puked up all $12 worth.
Oh,
okay. Pedialyte. You know, somebody's making a profit off that stuff. I ought to call it Pedialyte, because what he didn't drink, I turned into a mixer.
I've heard of this. Yeah.
I'm glad we don't run our cars on Pedialyte, or we'd all be taking a bus.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a great idea for a movie script for you, Christy.
What's that?
Instead of a single mom going off Sundance to screen movies, how about if she meets up with a few other hot single moms in the hotel lobby? Next thing you know, they all start flirting with the front desk girl. Then all of a sudden, right in the middle of the dead of winter, they decide to get naked and go skinny dipping in the hotel pool. It's an instant classic. Even shoot it in black and white, and the title's a hit, too. It's called Christy Leave It to Beaver. Swear to God, man. And then I hop into the pool with all them hot moms for your sequel.
Uh-huh.
Drop my trunks for the hit movie known as Free Wally.
Swear
to God, right in your face.
Donnie. Boy, I got to say, Wally. I don't miss you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Pedialyte's the hangover cure.
Is that right?
Yeah,
oh,
supposed
yeah,
to do that, yeah.
Absolutely.
No kidding. Supposed
yep.
to help.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Pedialyte's full of what?
Electrolytes.
Thank you.
Sodium.
Yep.
I see.
Connectors okay. for the brain cell.
And then
synapses.
It sounds good.
Tastes horrible.
It does?
Yeah. Have you had some?
No.
Oh.
We'll do a shot?
Not if it tastes horrible.
Isn't there a cocktail I'm with Pedialyte and vodka or something? Or
I don't
I guess
maybe.
You probably can. Yeah.
We have the
as I said earlier,
powder.
Pretty much any liquid. With, yeah. Like I said, the cure if you're having some trouble drinking too much alcohol, switch to Retsina wine. Imagine
where did this come from?
Imagine diarrhea infused with alcohol.
Tastes like pine tar is what it tastes like.
Yikes.
That's desirable. They bottle this and sell it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's very Greek.
Okay. Now, we have a lot to get to here. Christy has not seen the Super Bowl yet.
Nope.
Have you heard about the kiss?
What kiss? Honestly, I did not see one.
If it's
one
sports, you're
going
to have to ask somebody else, dude.
I haven't watched TV for 5 days.
You mean Bob Kraft and Tom Brady almost kissed at the end
of
the game?
Yeah, the big.
I thought they were making. I did
it
see
wasn't
that
a big
on Twitter.
Thing. It was a picture, and if you look at it closely, they stopped just short of kissing each other.
But I thought it was like a Fredo thing.
Oh.
You know. No, you grab him by the cheek for the Fredo thing.
So it wasn't the Fredo?
Nope.
So the Freddy?
The Freddy. If we have to
you are
that
hitting on all cylinders this morning.
Okay,
you are checking all the boxes.
I am not going to play the theme, the Freddy.
Well, you're lying.
Okay.
You're totally lying.
I wonder if Freddie Mercury ever did the Freddy on stage.
No.
That would have been
I'm
really
sure
cool.
He did a Billy and a Kevin and a George.
Why do you like all this harsh music?
Oh, wow.
Yes. Are your headphones too loud?
Are you kidding me? Do you hear that?
Freddy!
All right, not going to get one better than that.
Turn mine off.
200 people inexplicably drove off bridges this morning.
Oh, wow. Speaking of bridges.
Tappan Zee Bridge?
Here's something interesting.
Yes.
In Utah, they have a wildlife bridge over the freeway.
Yes.
It's
sure.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. So you watch the wildlife?
So the critters can walk across the freeway.
Can go across
I love those.
The freeway
yeah.
Rather than trying to die getting across
I would
the
be
freeway.
Distracted. I would be by driving,
I
looking
was so
up, seeing the
disappointed.
Animals.
I never saw an animal, but. Oh. And I told him, I go, why don't they put salt licks out there? So
you see the guy
so
up
the
there?
Elk would come and you could
what about
see
rush
them.
Hour? Why
would you... Okay, elk, to your right, please. We have the deer, same deal. Skunks, stay over here, please.
No, they have moose. But they've put these fences along the freeway that guide the animals to this big bridge. And it looks like a pedestrian bridge. You would never know. I think they should put some trees on it, a little salt lick. Make it like a little
you don't want him
diorama.
To stop on top of the bridge.
Right.
Then you're gonna have
why this is delightful.
So he hit a deer. Yeah, the weird thing was it came from above.
Yeah. Yeah, it was all
all fat.
It was a nice drive until that moose dumped onto my windshield.
Well, that's gotta happen, right? How high is it over the
it looks exactly like a regular bridge. If you did not know what it was.
Like 100 feet over the highway over the highway? Or...
My
100 feet.
I don't know, 50 feet? How high is it off the
what's a normal 15 feet? What, I don't know.
Whatever the clearance is of the average freeway
like
bridge.
24 feet, yeah.
Yeah, the reason the animals don't use it is they don't want to get on the elevator to get 150 feet off the ground.
Do the hills go up? And
if you didn't,
they alive?
The hills go.
The sound of.
Can you imagine, though, if you didn't know what that was and you were driving on the freeway and you saw
a moose walking
across
it?
It's always nice when you see the animals hanging American flags over the side of the bridge.
Exactly.
Whenever there's a
go, OJ, go.
Welcome home, troops.
You've redeemed yourself. Go, OJ, go. You've just redeemed yourself. Coming up, I swear to God, we have a story about an old lady with a snowblower and a Harley Davidson that's pretty cool.
Love it.
And we have, squirrel meat in the news. Squirrels in the news.
Elk skewers. We had those for an appetizer one night.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds... You had elk skewers?
I did not, but somebody at my table did.
I say.
Did they go, yes, I'll have the elk skewers.
I like my elk tartare. That way
I was the elk tonight.
they have plenty of them.
It's a little stringy.
The snail darter was... A little bit overcooked.
Yeah, that's exactly the way it was.
Can I get more vole over here, please?
In just moments, more Bob and Tom Extra. Bet you can't wait, huh?
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman. There's a stretch of road in the oil rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.